You're listening to Kelly Martin Speaks. I'm your host, Kelly, and the author of When Everyone Shines But You, a self-acceptance blogger and recovering darkness addict. I have experienced intense anxiety, deep depression, and life trauma, but I'm coming out of the other side now. Darkness was a comfort zone for me for a long time, and it felt safer than the light. So in this podcast, I share with you my journey into the light and how I move through challenge in an empowering way. I'll share with you tools and nurturing ways to embrace your humanity. I was once a shy, scared introvert, afraid to speak, but that's all changing. Let's take this journey together and learn to fly. Welcome back to episode 13 of Kelly Martin Speaks. I'm your host, Kelly. I'm going to start this podcast with a quote by Byron Katie. Life is simple. Everything happens for you, not to you. Everything happens at exactly the right moment, neither too soon nor too late. You don't have to like it, it's just easier if you do. And I really believe this, that everything happens at exactly the right moment. But the ego really doesn't like this. I found myself really frustrated many times over life, where there's things I've really wanted that haven't happened, or opportunities haven't came my way, or I've put a lot of energy into something and nothing's manifested or come into my life. But I've come to realise over the past 30 years that all we can do is allow our life to unfold. And the more we're able to release resistance to this unfolding, the more life flows in ways that are much more beneficial to us. Now, I'm still working through some money issues in my life. Money's not been an easy thing for me to receive. I was brought up watching my father get into a lot of debt. And I was also somebody watching my mother who would take money from my father in the sense of pocket money. So I never really saw empowering women in my life, empowering roles when it came to money. So when I'm working through my money issues, one thing that I've found over my life is this absolute craving and yearning to have more choice and more opportunities in life. And something that Byron Katie said many years ago, I remember reading, was that you feel like you need more money, but if you really need more money, you'd have more money. And it was just so straight and so clear that we might think we want something right now, but do we really need it right now? Because the more we're mindful in the present moment, the more we have exactly what we need. So for example, I'm sitting here recording at my desk with my microphone. In this exact moment, do I need more money? And the answer is no. All I need is myself sitting here with my microphone and my computer. And there's things like we may want some holidays, we may want a new relationship, and we may desperately crave these things. But we need to question ourselves, do we really need them? And not only that, do we really want them? Because quite often, unconsciously, we think that we want something, when actually we don't. There's something inside of us that actually doesn't. It's obviously doesn't want it because it's not here. Maybe we've got something to learn from the not having of it. Maybe we've got to learn to appreciate what we have right now. But the not having is not meant to be a punishment, it's a gift. In this empty space where we live, life just happens. If you watch nature, it just happens. The trees don't shout, "Please, can I have some flowers or some leaves?" And animals in their nature, wild animals. I have squirrels that frequent my garden every day and I feed them. And those squirrels, they don't come and shout at me, "I want nuts today. I really want nuts. Where are my nuts?" They may go to the box that I put my nuts in, which is specifically for squirrels. And there may not be any in there. They walk in, they lift up the lid. They look. There's no nuts. What do? They get up, they walk away. Or they climb away or run away, as squirrels do. And they go climb a tree or they chase another squirrel. They don't think or remember, "Oh, there's no nuts there." They just are. They're just living right now in the moment. Trusting that what they need will appear when they need it. And in a way, they're not like humans in a way. They don't trust that it will appear. They just live life in the flow. Now, I know we live differently. We're human beings and we live in a time frame. We've constructed time. We have months of the year. We have time on the clock. We have dates, specific dates and events that we gather around, like Christmas and birthdays and anniversaries. So for us, it's much more difficult to let go of that expectation and that wanting. And there's nothing wrong with wanting. Want all you want. But if it gets to the point where it's taken over your life and you're wanting what you haven't got is causing you pain and suffering, then obviously that needs to change. We need to get to the point where we focus on what we have and what is working, not the lack, not what we think we need and what we want. We can have desires, we can have goals, we can plan, but we need to be flexible and free, like the squirrels, like the trees. And learn that everything does happen at exactly the right moment. You may have noticed, if you have a relationship, that if you split up from a partner, in that initial few months where you're missing that partner or you're feeling lonely, you may feel this desperate desire for another partner. And many people do this. They move from one relationship to another to another. And in that time, they're never giving themselves space to see what it is they need right now. And what I've noticed is when I really want a partner and I'm desperately needing a partner, well, I feel like I need a partner. I don't need the partner. And I'm looking to the outer world and I'm looking at couples in the world holding hands and wishing that was me. That is the time when a partner does not arrive into my life. In my past, and you've probably experienced it too, relationships have arrived when I've not expected them. When I've been either self-sufficient or busy with other things in my life, I haven't even considered it and got to the point where I'm so self-sufficient or happy with my own company that this is it. I don't need anything. And then they arrive because I don't need it. And it's one of those annoying things in life also, because when we feel we really need it, we can't have it. It's like we push things away. It's like we wear a baseball cap that says, "I'm desperate, please, I need a relationship," or "Please give me some money," or whatever it is that you desire. Is it easier to let go of expectation and attachments? No, absolutely not. It's not one of those easy things in life. For some people, they chose a life which was a lot easier. Some people choose to live a very full life. Their souls came in and something in them said, well, I'm going to have pretty much everything I want this lifetime. And it happens. So these type of people will find it very easy to just receive what they need because they expect it. It's been happening since they were born. But for most of us, we maybe have had a time of trauma, abuse, mental health issues, struggle. And it takes a bit more time for us to let that go, to believe that whatever we need, we will receive when we need it. So is there anything in your life right now that you really want? That you're really clinging to? That you're desperate to have? It could be a new lover. It could be more money. It could be better mental health. Maybe you don't want to be depressed or anxious anymore. But by pushing and resisting the fact that you feel you haven't got these things, perhaps it's why it's harder for you to receive what you need. Maybe you can let go of focusing on that thing, whatever it is, for a little while. And see what turns up in your life. Because we often miss the doorways along the way when we are focused 100% on one door. Thanks for listening to another episode of Kelly Martin Speaks. If you have any topics you'd like me to talk about or explore, please email me on kellymartinspeaks@gmail.com. Until next time, bye. Thanks for listening to Kelly Martin Speaks. I'd love to reach more people. So if you could subscribe to me on iTunes and leave a review, this really helps. And if you'd like to support my work, pop over to kellymartinspeaks.co.uk to read more, or follow me on social media, or visit my YouTube channel. A donation is always welcome. Thanks, everyone.